Hello, this is Ben Burrell here, writer of From an Island. Thank you for listening to our show so far. If you have been enjoying it, can we ask you to please give us a rating or a review if you're listening in a place that allows you to do that? It really does help the podcast out and will contribute to the BLP's downfall. Thank you in advance, and here is episode 3.
He's in. In for everything, including the drop.
He has no idea either. We found our fall guy.
The following audio was sent anonymously from the state known as New Great Britain. For the first time in 39 years, we hear what life is like inside the isolated country. This is From an Island. Encrypted phone conversation. Jade Hampshire to Melissa Bradley. Dated the 20th of April, year 39, 6:32 a.m.
It sounds like we're progressing.
Yeah, he's coming in today. 11 at the Soho House.
Tread carefully. Never forget this could be an Atwood setup.
I'm always careful.
See that you are. I'll be listening.
An oral history of New Great Britain, prohibited audiobook.
Chapter 9. Lieutenant Melissa Bradley served in the British Army from the age of 18. She progressed quickly through the ranks before a suspected dishonourable discharge, details of which have never been released. She would go on to pursue a media career, becoming a TV personality with her chat show, Straight Talking. Due to her extensive popularity with the public, she was then appointed the PR chief for the Atwood government, rising rapidly in the party over the coming years. In the late 80s, she pioneered a new law that gave the BLP the power to monitor its citizens. Over 2,000 mobile surveillance teams, armed with long-range microphones, began conducting audio surveys across the country. This provided the government with a constant nationwide audio feed of New Great Britain. It was claimed this would be for the safety of its people. Today, over 3,000 surveillance teams exist. Bradley became famous for obsessively listening to the live audio, or mic streams as they're known. So much so, she gained the nickname The Snoop. A leaked government memo claimed she would spend up to 5 hours a day listening to random mic streams and recorded material from across New Great Britain.
Excerpt, Radio Chaos.
This is Radio Chaos. You're listening to Tea.
How's it going? You're listening to Tea in the Morning. Now, just going back to what we were saying earlier, yeah? Do you know what else I've heard? The Snoop, right? She loves the mic streams. We know this. We always talk about her weird obsession with them. Well, my source, who shall remain nameless, tells me she finds it arousing. Yeah, sexually. She loves listening to them to, you know, get her going. Yeah, I know, right? Look, just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder, she's a perv too. She listens to you go about your daily life and she gets off on it. Mad, isn't it? Look, speaking of mic streams, let me tell you how you can avoid them, all right? You have to line the walls of your house.
Will Sussex, home recording. Dated the 20th of April, year 39, 7:31 a.m.
Jade wants to meet. Of course she does. I knew the party wouldn't be done with me. An address turned up on a little scrap of paper in my party newsletter this morning. It's in Soho, and I have to leave now. Wish me luck.
Government advert. Summer, year 6.
This is an important message from the government about mic streams. Surveillance teams are conducting audio surveys in your area now. This is for your own safety and protection. Blocking a mic stream is a crime. We're here for you. We're here for New Great Britain.
Voicemail dated 20th of April, year 39, 12:47 p.m. Jade Hampshire to Melissa Bradley.
Mom, it's me. You're in with the elders now, I know. But I've just left the Soho House. He's in. In for everything, including the drop.
He has no idea either. We've found our fall guy.
Will Sussex, home recording. Dated the 20th of April, year 39, 6:42 p.m.
I'm still shaking. The meeting was eye-opening. Jade told me everything. How Atwood is losing it, how it's chaos behind the scenes, and how now is the time for change. For good change. Bradley's no saint, but she's not quite who we're told she is. She's progressive. She wants to stop the fear, to open up trade talks with the US and China. There's even talk of them eventually opening up the borders. Imagine! Bradley's taking Atwood's DNA results to the people, showing them his hypocrisy. She wants to end his regime, take over and improve things. She knows the country can't go on like this. I'm the first to criticise this dictatorship, but Jade and her faction represents the lesser of two evils, and right now that's all we have. It's not a lot, but when you haven't had hope for so long, even in its smallest form, it's everything.
Encrypted voicemail from Cabinet Minister George McMillan to Melissa Bradley, dated the 20th of April, year 39, 9:42 p.m.
Bradley, it's George. I'm calling as a friend. Delete this as soon as you've listened. I know what you're planning, and there's a problem. Not with Atwood, with something. Don't do what you're about to do. I'm still piecing it all together, but you need to find out who Sam Noakes is. Sam Noakes. Run that name. Find out who he is. That's all I have right now. Melissa, tread carefully.
From an Island was written and produced by Ben Burrell. Co-production came from Jack Frost. Paul Beeson was Will Sussex, Lisa Armitage was Melissa Bradley, Emmy Files was Jade Hampshire, and our narrator was Claire Sturgis. George McMillan MP and our audiobook narrator was Harry Benjamin, our radio DJT was Alex Mansalagru, and our radio station voice was Joe Dove. Script editor was Louise Burrell, art direction came from Carl Fraser-Lunn, and original music was from Wintermeyer. With thanks to Jordan Drury and Kayleigh Burton. From an Island is a Fuel by Coffee production. For more information, go to fuelbycoffee.net. Next time.
We're hearing some details about the Prime Minister and his purity rating, and I can confirm it would appear.
A Fuel by Coffee production.